Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Audio courtesy of Guardians TV. Remember, DEFCONs go from 5 to 1 in terms of most serious.
Yeah, people get this wrong all the time.
What DEFCON are we at right now? That was a bad weekend, man. That was a real bad weekend. And then they play the Twins. And then I believe they have the Tigers coming up. And, oh boy, I know they're like, hey, you don't know what your team is till Memorial Day. And I'm like, man, could they put themselves to bed by Memorial Day? Because they are tied right now with the Twins for the wild card. And I blink because we were winning some games, but the Tigers were winning just as much. So they kept that weird pad at 2.5 games. Like, I think there was one day we crawled back within a game and a half. And now after the weekend, we are 5.5 back. We are tied with the Royals right now.
Yeah, things shifted very, very quickly.
This is not good.
You didn't expect a series like that, but you just said about like the team. What is this team? They've been kind of all over the place. We were kind of laughing about how they had this terrible run differential, but were still winning games.
Yeah.
And the only reason they weren't in first is because of the division they were in, and it all kind of fell apart. You know, because they were chasing Detroit, and it all fell apart immediately, and it happened to be against Tito, which I don't know if that stung more to people or not. Because I thought a lot of people got over Tito last year just because of the way that Vogt burst onto the scene and kind of started to manage them in a different way, more aggressively.
Should I be upset with Steven Vogt over the weekend? The starting pitching was just blah. If you can't hit, you can't hit. What else do I want Steven Vogt to do? I'm serious. They moved Brian Rocchio down. Everybody was upset that Brian Rocchio was still on the roster. Okay, well, they moved him down. So what else am I? I mean, Nolan Jones is no. He wasn't. No, let me make sure here. I don't want
to
shoot my mouth off here.
You're still good.
But Nolan Jones is not batting second anymore. So I want to make sure of that. Because that was a wild experiment there for a minute. When I have Peterlin having to make big arguments about exit velocity on hard hit outs, okay, we're in a weird spot here with this young man. So it is. This has been a bad weekend. This has been a bad weekend.
That first game against the Reds, they did bat Nolan Jones second because I think they liked the matchup. For whatever reason, against the starting pitcher.
I mean, okay, I guess I'll go after him for that. But like yesterday, I had Santana back paddling and dropping the ball and all the other stuff in the side. I mean, there's just
And then Will Benson just annihilating us.
It was a slew of former Cleveland dwellers just beating you all weekend.
Yeah,
players and coaches.
Not good. Not good.
Scott Barlow was in on it.
I know, I saw that too.
Judas Priest.
So yeah,
that's right.
It was really, really rough, and to go down there and have that happen like that, it's just crushing. Now, the only thing I'd pause, because you're asking about DEFCON, the only thing I'd pause is like This is one thing about where baseball is totally different than the other sports. The team is going to be totally different here in what? Because Elaine Thomas.
Yes.
He should be up before they leave Minnesota. It's not DEFCON 1, but why we're at a DEFCON. Are you always at a DEFCON no matter what? Like, yes. Is DEFCON 5 right. Just DEFCON 5, yeah. Like, steady? Okay. The reason
I think they'd take him off.
See,
It's been a minute. I think they'll take him off.
I thought you had to move into DEFCON. I thought that you're like, okay, it's DEFCON 5. Like, we are officially in DEFCON mode. Why I'm even in it now is like, hey, man, like, I know Lane Thomas will be back soon enough, and David Fry's working, and you got Shane Bieber who's throwing now and all the other good stuff. And it's like, hey, that's all great. But by the time you get any of these guys back, like, this is a pivotal week. A pivotal week. You're on the road for both. You don't have a break until what, next Thursday?
Yes.
Next Thursday, after the Dodgers of all teams come to town. This is a, you know, I'm a DEFCON too. Just because of the situation we're in. I have hope and faith that they'll be able to do what's necessary to stick around. But my God, you got two divisional opponents. One is at the top of the division. They're both on the road. And then by the time you come home over Memorial Day weekend, it's the Dodgers. So by next Tuesday, when we're back after the Memorial Day holiday, I mean, we're on Monday through Friday this week, and then, you know, by next Tuesday, I mean, it could be funeral music. I swear to God, I don't want to be that crazy. It's still May 19th, but you've left me no choice. They're 5.5 back. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be a negative Nelly about this or a Nancy or whatever you want to say, but my God, this is not good. Well, and when you have the starting pitching has got to be the most concerning, because the starting pitching is young. And when the starting pitching is young and it's still uneven, like that's always been our calling card. Good, not so good. It hasn't really been ugly. There's been like one time where it was ugly, but that's it. But we've always had young, promising starting pitching. And right now, they're all over the place. Gavin Williams all over the place. Tanner Bibee's all over the place. I'd love
Lively's
to get...
Lively's getting... is he getting a second opinion, or is he getting a look? That's not news you want at any point.
Lively was a borrow anyway, so it was like, all right, we knew that eventually he would bottom out here. But like Luis Ortiz, 25 years old, starting to get straightened out a little bit. I mean, he did his damnedest yesterday.
Better than we thought it was going to go with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he did his damnedest yesterday, so I guess that's one little glimmer of hope. Like, the McKenzie thing's done. He's over in Arizona right now. I mean, Hill, Tony, we're in a bit of a pickle here, bud.
It's really rough.
Tight spot.
And I will add to the fact, this won't matter to the diehard Guardian fans, but like, now that basketball has come to an abrupt end, you know, the focus is on this baseball team, and the weather's getting nicer. This is when the place
hear the same old arguments.
This is when the place gets a lot more eyeballs. And so you talked about a very, very crucial stretch. Well, this is absolutely going
to
be
it
that.
It is. Memorial Day is the time that you start going, okay, fans get out to the ballpark. You get Dodgers. Then you get Angels. Then you're on the road, New York and Houston. And then just at the Yankees. And then you're back for Houston. So it's like teams that...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Should be drawing people out to the ballpark, and you could totally lose your fan base.
I think the Limas are going to a game next week.
We are looking at it.
Against the Dodgers.
It's in play.
Well, if they would have won this weekend, they'd probably definitely be in.
Well, does that matter? If they go out and they suck up the room this weekend, does that mean the Limas don't go?
No. This is just anything by any means necessary to try to do something else to see if we can, you know, calm the waters at home.
Here's Stephen Vogt on facing the Twins and Tigers coming up this week.
We obviously know that they're both good. Know the Twins are playing really well right now, so are the Tigers. So this was going to be a tough trip. We knew that coming into it. Not off to the best start, but we have a chance to rebound, and that's all we can ask for.
Yeah, not off the best start. You can rebound.
Some might say it's the worst start you could have to a road trip.
Yeah. Did the Reds already win the Ohio Cup? Do we know that?
They got three more in June. So we can at least tie, which would keep the cup at home.
You maintain with a tie.
Okay. So we can at least hold on. Yeah, because they got to take it away from us, right?
Cold, dead hands. It's a whole thing.
Take it out of our cold, dead hands. You know what? That's exactly right. Well said.
Yeah, it's got to be a motivator at this point.
This is a...
Was there any audio on the Ohio Cup?
I don't
looking
think,
through here and all of my files. Got a bunch of Caitlin Clark.
So this is like a weird thing where they had rivalry weekend in Major League Baseball. And they all symbolized it by the hats for rivalry weekend. Were you taken in by the hats for rivalry weekend of baseball?
I don't mind. You know, I don't want baseball to become the NBA where it's different every game. And the actual court is different every game now.
What's another thing you could buy? The hat is another thing you could buy.
Yeah, I don't mind this, though. I don't really mind this all that much.
You're going to like this.
You can stay within the confines of your identity. You know?
Well,
part of the hope.
I did think the Reds with the black jerseys that said Cincy and then also a hat that's different again.
Yeah. I wanted to mark to Owen here. Now, hold on. I wanted to make sure. So I say to Owen, I keep the count of the games that I watch. And last year I got 100. What did I get, 150? No, I didn't get 150. No,
I think
I got like
120 or 130.
Yeah, something like that.
There.
I got to get back to that number. So I was at 26 coming into the week, or coming into the month.
Okay.
2, 5, that's 7, and then I watched. I did not get to see Saturday. I got
that's
to see yesterday.
To
I got to see Friday, because Friday started at 5 o'clock, so yes. I got the whole kit and caboodle of that one, and it didn't work out well for Tanner Bibee then. If I watch, because Saturday, because we had that event on Saturday, but in the midday, the Yankees and Mets played. Can I count that towards my total? Or do I have to count for a Guardians game? I want an official ruling on this.
I think it's different. I think you got to have a Major League Baseball total and a Guardians.
Oh, really? Because I was thinking, if I watch two other Major League Baseball games, can that count as a Guardians game? Or is it like, hey, you don't watch the Guardians, you don't watch the Guardians?
Well,
because I can accept either or.
And they do have the Yankees coming up, so if you can use it as a scouting opportunity.
Ooh. That's a hell of a point. Because I wanted to, honestly, I did want to see. I was flipping around. There was a little bit of PGA Championship on Saturday, and I was still flipping. I go, hey, Yankees Mets, Juan Soto. Even though I had no care about him in free agency, because I knew like there's no chance we'd ever land him, so what's the point of me caring? I go, I want to see the reaction with Juan Soto going up to the plate at Yankee Stadium. Saw that at Yankee Stadium. There was a smattering of boos. It wasn't like what it was on Friday, but I ended up watching Yankees-Mets on Saturday. I thought you'd be interested in that, considering you don't get to watch a lot of other baseball. Neither of us get to watch a lot of other baseball other than the Guardians.
No, and I have obviously had the marathon stuff going on all weekend.
Yes.
So
marathon weekend.
I wasn't able to catch any of that. You know what I think it's reinforcing for me is that, you know, baseball was so hot for me at the end of last year where – it was the first time in a while I'd actually been dialed into the World Series, and mm-hmm. I was actually entertained by it. But I'm noticing, and the pitch clock, I absolutely loved it. I loved how they sped up the games. All of that, to me, made such a difference. to grab a fan like me, who's not necessarily all into baseball at this stage of my life. And I did notice that it still is really not going to pick up again for me until after the NBA season's over. The NBA, it just consumes too much of my watching, and it's every night. I mean, until Saturday night was the first night where there was no NBA in like 2 months, month and a half. They just have so many games, and everyone, you know, has been so important that it's just hard at right now, again, this stage of my life. I can't be dialed into random baseball games. It's not happening.
I mean, especially with over the last few years, I've been watching the Guardians like a bastard. Like, I haven't been watching. There's been a couple of games I had. Again, I had to miss Saturday, but everything else, it's like, all right, I'm seeing them, and I'm seeing the other ones. I'm not at that point with the I'm not at that point with the Cavs where I thought I'd be, where I just put the sport away for the rest of it. Like, I watched a little bit of Game 7 yesterday. I watched up until it got out of hand with the Knicks and with Boston and the Knicks on Friday night. I wanted to watch that. I got to see that. It was right after because the Guardians started at 5, so they got that game in. So I got to see New York and Boston. I felt good for our buddy Jerry Ferrara, and then I saw the other fans, like Jason Sudeikis is on the side. Is Jason Sudeikis a big Knicks fan, or is he just does he bop around?
He was live from New York for a while. He's okay. A Kansas City guy, so I guess it's open for free agency, right? They have no team.
Is he the big Caitlin Clark fan as well?
Yes.
He was at every one of her big games?
Yes.
Who's that country singer who said he was a big Browns fan, but we found out he was also...
Brad Paisley,
that's right. Let's not talk about Travis Tritt. Come on. Brad Paisley? Yeah, he's the Brad...
T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
Is he the Brad Paisley of actors? Where you just move around from different teams because they're showing all these, and I go, okay, Busta Rhymes. Busta Rhymes, I know, is a big Knicks fan. Like, all those people they showed are a big Knicks fan, and then it's Jason Sudeikis. And I go, I think he's a big Knicks fan.
I did wonder, was it good to see Boston crash out the way they did, or does it come at the expense of, but now the Knicks are in, and the Knicks have the small guard, and they were able to get here, and nobody thought they had a chance to get there. Does it make you angry that this thing was so wide open?
Can I give you my answer about that later?
Yeah.
Because I had that question. I wrote that question down on Friday night as that game came to a long and terrible end. I wrote that exact thing down. I want to give you that answer coming up in a bit.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.